Going at CMH, I know this has been a very stressful time for a lot of people. Your services have never been as needed as they are now.
Well, things have been a little stressful, but I think we're doing a great job continuing to provide, you know, all the services for those most in need. We have a fair number of staff working on a daily basis. Actually, all of our staff are working, but a lot of them are working from home. But we just pulled some numbers, and we're able to provide a lot of services even from home. So I would say we're plugging along pretty well.
Well, that's good. We knew you would. Everybody has had to adapt in these times, haven't they?
Yes, and we're still figuring out how we're going to like resume service. You know, gradually begin more in-person services and things like that. You know, obviously keeping safety forefront in our minds for our staff and the people that we serve.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it seems like every time that we talk about events, whether it's classes or opportunities for people to come together and do things. And that all those things have had to be either delayed, postponed, or canceled. That's been kind of rough, hasn't it?
That's been really rough for a lot of people. And you know, this May is Mental Health Month, and so normally we have a lot of in-person activities this month. We have our run, which would have been this Saturday, that has been postponed to October 3rd at this point, which is the kickoff for Mental Illness Awareness Week. We tried to tie it with one of our themes. This month would also have been our annual recognition event, where we would recognize the people who have done great things in the mental health world. You know, I think I mentioned before some of those winners are our CMA Staff of the Year. His name is Barb Sudemare. She's an ACT team nurse. Our ACT team has worked through this whole pandemic, and they're working every day. They serve about 75 people in the community with severe and persistent mental illness and substance use disorders. Barb does an amazing job. Our mobile crisis unit was our team of the year. They're also working, and they were selected before the pandemic, so it's kind of nice that it's people who are actually still doing a ton of work, too. Leslie Brown and Dave Burnham, and then our Community Service Award recipient is Mike McCartan, our former director, who has, you know, never stopped advocating for mental health. He does a lot of work with suicide prevention and critical incident stress management. He's still a lead member of that initiative. And in fact, him and Amy Smith have worked on a modified version of that critical incident stress management debriefing program, which we're going to be rolling out for all frontline workers who have, you know, had to deal with a lot of stress and trauma associated with the current pandemic. So that's going to be happening soon. And then McLaren-Port Huron was our organization award winner, and Jackie Smith of the Times Herald was communications. So we're going to honor them on a billboard. We hope to have an in-person event at some point, but at this point we tentatively rescheduled for August 5th, but okay. I had to bet my life on it. I'm not sure that's going to be possible. So at this point that's where we're at, but Mental Health Month, I think it's more important this year more than ever, because there are so many, the impact of this COVID pandemic has impacted so many people, people who never thought they had any kind of mental health issues. Sure. A recent Kaiser Family Foundation study showed that almost half of the people responded that their mental health has been negatively impacted by this. And, you know, prior to this occurring, we would say 1 in 5 U.S. Citizens would report having a mental health condition in a year that requires treatment. Well, you know, that's increased tremendously during this pandemic. So, and you know, I think we've talked about this before on your show, but some of the very things that we have to do to be safe are the things that contribute to mental health issues. You know, the isolation, you know, the distancing, all those kinds of things, people not being able to come in for their face-to-face services, to do the things that we're all accustomed to doing.
Yeah, we have to find new ways of doing those things. It's so easy to become isolated, to not talk to other people, to not communicate with other people, and yet it's so important to do that.
Right, and I know that you've been helping us promote our COVID support line, and that's available, you know, Monday through Friday. 985-8900 is the main number. But also, we want to remind people that we are continuing to accept any new referrals. People who think they need extra help or support during this time. And I guess the good news I want to say is that we were just awarded another CCBHC grant. That's the because we are a certified community behavioral health clinic, we were awarded 2 years ago $2 million a year each year for 2 years. We just received notification last Friday night that they were continuing that for two more years. So the odd thing, though, is that it started May 1st, that extra $2 million. So we have a fair amount of money right now because we have overlapping federal funds plus our regular budget. So one of the things that money allows for is that we can accept people into services who traditionally would not have met our public mental health criteria. So that's a great time for this to happen because there's a lot of people who do need some level of services right now, but they would not have met, you know, our former severity criteria that we had. So I hope people don't hesitate to call our access. You know, it's 888-225-4447. We can do intakes over the phone. And then we can also provide a fair level of amount of services over the phone as well.
Boy, that's fantastic. So glad that is available.
Yeah, so that's really good. And what I wanted to say something else about, the other thing that we're working on right now is, with the tentative reopening or tentative lifting of the stay-at-home, we're talking about how we can help kind of prepare the workforce for returning because, you know, many staff who have not been working for, 2 months now, pretty much, they're afraid to come back to work, and that fear is a normal emotion. It's a normal reaction to this situation. But we need to do things to kind of address that with people. And, we're partners at the Emergency Operations Center. So with there's a group of public information officers representing the health department, the Veterans Affairs, the EOC itself, CMH. And they're working together to put together a return-to-work toolkit for employees that will include information to calm fears, ease anxiety, connect with available community resources, and just, you know, information about how to stay safe and healthy when that starts to happen. Because I think we know now that we're in this for the long haul, we need to continue to try to put out calming messages for the community. I loved Kevin, I don't know if I say his name right, the EOC is Scheid. He came up with a slogan, and I think we're going to be using it. It's St. Clair County, we're tough enough to take it and strong enough to make it. So I like that. and that's true. I mean, I think, you know, we've talked before about St. Clair County. It's a great place to live. We have such great collaboration between many agencies, private and public, in our community. We work very well together, and that's what's going to be critical as we move, back to try to start, getting back to the new normal, whatever that is. So we'll be putting out a lot of messages on our Facebook, I'm sure others will as well. And one that came up yesterday, it actually was put out by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs, but it's the COVID Coach. It's a free mobile app. And I actually downloaded it, and there's a lot of really good things on there, and they're quick things. So there's a thing for how do you deal with challenges like coping with stress, creating space for yourself, handling anger and irritability. And a lot of them, they're like anywhere from 1 minute to 10 minutes maybe. Mm-hmm. So you can pick what you like. You can skip through them fast. There's another one it's called the tools section, and things like ambient sounds. Like, so if you want to try to relax and do deep breathing, it talks you through that, or listen to waterfalls, rainforests, sounds that you like. So there's a lot of great tools out there, but that's a super easy one, and it's free. So I would recommend people check that out.
There you go. Yeah, there's a lot of things you can do, and it doesn't have to take a lot of time. Certainly doesn't have to cost anything that will help relieve some of your stress and anxiety, because we're all going through it right now, aren't we?
That's true. You know, even myself, for some strange reason, even though I worked more hours yesterday than usual, I woke up at 11 o'clock or 11:30, 1:30, 4 o'clock, and then I got up at 6, and it was I don't feel like I'm super stressed, but you know, it's impacting all of us. There's no doubt about it. So we really need to take care of ourselves. One thing I want to mention, too, that I would be remiss if I didn't say tomorrow, on May 7th, is Mental Health Children's Mental Health Awareness Day. So this is Mental Health Month, and it's also Children's Mental Health Month, too, because this is a time, too, for kids. There's a lot of great apps out there for kids. There's a lot of resources. I know the schools are pumping out a lot of stuff to try to help families. But, you know, we have tips on our Facebook, too. But this is hard on kids, too. They don't really, you know, they're not happy. They're not going, hanging out with their friends, going to school. And even though a lot of kids don't maybe love school itself, they love to go see their friends and play and do all those kinds of things. So it's been hard on, you know, everybody. So tomorrow is that day, and we'll have stuff on our Facebook about that. And then today is the kickoff of Nurses Week. And obviously nurses have played a critical role, not just in the hospitals, but our mental health nurses have been amazing during this. They're doing they are on our front lines doing the temperature checks, making sure people have their masks, you know, doing all that kind of stuff, giving injections, you know, all those kinds of things. So we really appreciate our nurses, and we're going to be celebrating them starting today and, well, all week and onward.
Fantastic. Yeah, they're heroes, no doubt about it. Deb, always appreciate your time. Thanks so much for sharing all that. A lot of great information, and just hang in there.
You too, Paul. Thank you.
All right.